Shavur and Tovkuf Mentes is cut in Aleph. He's speaking about Hanesim. He says, "Oh, Ila Yom, for like all these days that Klai Yisrael fasts, Klai Yisrael Misanamem, Bnei Atzor, She'iru Ben, Kedei La'ur Lavavis, Or Bimim La'ur Lavavis, Lefakech, Al Darki Atshuva, and we use as Zichron, Maseinu Royim, Maseinu Veseinu, and Kula, in order to be Meitiv our Drachim and do Tshuva." So with Bimis Bain, what's the Nakuda of Asar B'Tevis that we could be misplaining on, or any Nakuda of Asar B'Tevis that we could be misplaining on, that we could be misacking our drachim. So the Mechaber and Tovkuf Pei. So the basic reason everyone knows Asar B'Tevis is because of Klai's Melech Nuch Netzer was Samach Yerushalayim, and there was a stage in the Churban Abayis. Churban Abayis Rishon. So and the Chavar and Tavkuf Pei Siv Beis brings another two reasons which we said in Slichas this morning. He says that Ches B'Teves Nichtav Atar Yevonis V'Mei Talmei HaMelech, and he was a Choshech 3 days, and the test Teves, the Chavar says he doesn't know what Tzara was, which he brings down from the Magen Avraham that we said in Slichas today, that it says that the Tzara was that Ezra HaSeif was Nifter. So, like, what was this shakar v'tayah between them? It's like interesting. He says that he doesn't know what it was, and we say in Slichas that as a sefer, what's this nakuda? And also that what's the tzad? I was wondering if there's a tzad hashava between all these things, that there's a ches tevis that was nifto yivonis, and the shkeishach gimel yamim, and this as a sefer was nifter, and this that there was a. Of some of above all Yerushalayim. So these things moves off basically what I heard from my father. He said he heard from his Rebbe of Elia. He went on the kuda from all these three things. He was in the kuda all these things. The zunder and chashivas atayra. And just to imagine a little bit. So the Chassam Sefer and Drushes brings down this Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there was a choshech, but Mechaber says there was choshech gimel yom after Klai, that they were targum the Torah Yevanis, and this that the test that Tevis there was a loy noy the matzar hisabai, and the Magen Avraham says that there was a meis Ezra sefer. So there's a big arichas in a few places about this, and the kids in Nimrod, he says what's this. Well, he wants to realize what was the big chayshech? What was the grace of Tzara and Klai so that they were metargim Torah Yevanis? So he goes through that the Gemara in Sanhedrin said that Roya Haya Ezra, that Etzim Ezra was ready to be given Torah Yodeh. Narvas Moshe came before him. And he says, and Gemara says, even though Etzim he was Roya and he didn't give it, but the Torah was Nishtan Al Yodeh. That the Ksav, we have Ksav Ashuras came from Ezra. So he wants to realize what's the time for this? He says that the Torah Kedusha is the way it was. It used to be that every shevet had its sefer Torah the way it was supposed to be written. It sounds like it was Ksav Ashuras, and every shevet had one. But Klai Yisrael in general, everyone wrote the sefer Torah the way they wanted. It wasn't an akiv and know exactly how you wrote your own personal sefer Torah. Every shevet, the Nazar, there was special sefer Torah that had its special ksav. But for general, it wasn't mechir. It was only in later Deris when Klai Yisrael, the way he says that, he brings on Gemara, so later Deris, the earlier Deris used to work was that what Chazal said, they weren't so busy trying to figure out the reasons behind everything. It says their Rishonim were better in this Nekuda. It was later Deris where people started asking, Echatesim and Anamili, we needed to find Makaris and everything. So there, Ezra was Nesakin that the Torah has to be written, Dafka, B'Ksav Ashuras, where all the Tagin, all the Kaitzin, all the different Dukdukim. So if you have all these things have the remnants of Kol HaTorah Kul HaLachas that we need to know from the Torah. If you have the Ksav of just the regular Ksav of Torah, you're not going to be able to see everything in the Torah. And in Mali, you didn't have to see everything in the Torah. Whatever Chazal, whatever the Chachamim told you, that was good enough for Klai Yisrael to follow. But it was only later when Klai Yisrael had to see the reasons behind the Torah, was Ezra and Misakin, that you have to write the Torah like this in order that you should be able to be learn everything out of the Torah. So he says that when they were misakin, when they were magoiza, you have to write the Torah in Yevanis. What happened was the Torah lost its whole tzura, all these nekudas that all the gedarim and all the siyagim that we get from the Torah. Even the Chazal, all the takanah drabbanim. If you know how to learn the Torah, you could see them in the Torah. He says, but when they were targum into Yavanis, what happened was they lost the Klaisud, and he says that the Betz and the Goyim were very respected the Yidden very much because of it. See, so that was part of the Kasha. What was the Tzara? The Klaisud got a big Hashivas by the Goyim because of this targum from the Torah Yavanis. He says that no, that's the goof of the problem. Since Klaisud took was like, you know, undressed the Torah from all its Tagim and all its things, and Klai Yisrael just put it down the way it was. So it simplified the Torah now. But because of that, Klai Yisrael lost that. We weren't able to see all the things they had to see from the Torah, all the Gedarim, all the Siyagim that they had to get from the Torah. So because of that, Klai Yisrael was able to, went and started learning Chachmas Yevanis. Torah became much more lost. It lost a lot of its chashivas. And he explains earlier in it with a mashal that he was a king has a beautiful beged, but the beautiful beged was adorned with many different stones and metals, and each metal and each stone resembled a different thing in the malchus and something zichron and avosav, and the sarim who saw the king saw the king wearing this beged were able to tell and understood the chashivas of each thing. And And it was a merdik chashivas. Every time the king put on this beged, the created a merdik of meiran and shtal levek is a gvaldik meishal. He says, but here young the king was going through the medinas and he heard people talking and saying that you know it's such a shud that this beged's covered over from all these metals and things. It would be so much nicer if we could just see the beged. And the king heard that, he started undressing, taking off all the metals. And he was a sire that was a chacham there and told the king, "What are you doing? You're going to lose. Eventually, you're going to end up losing your whole chashivas." So he says that's not just the Terek Deisha. Terek Deisha be'etzim, kipshute, the way it is, it's murdik. It has gevaldig ni'imas and gevaldig chashivas to it. But agabi zeh, it has mali. It's mali full of ramazim and his tila shalachas that it's covered over with there, which if you just take the baggage of the Torah without all these things, you're going to end up losing the whole chashivas of Torah. The whole Torah that you're supposed to be having from all these things that are merumas in the Torah, which is Aruchim min Eretz or Chavim min Yam, if you just have the Beged of Torah without all these Avonim Tovus and all these things that are supposed to be on top of it, then you're going to have a gevaldig hefset from them. So that was the Merdik Tzara when they were forced Klai Yisrael to translate the Torah into Yevanis. It was a Klai Yisrael Pasha had to undress the Torah. And because of that, Klai Yisrael lost the Gevaldik, there was a Gevaldik Hashivas, the Torah that was lost because of it. And the people started saying, since the Goyim started, they said, the Goyim respect us for this, even this is good enough, so why do we have to go so deep into the Torah? We could do this, the Chachmas Yevanis, that's what Klai Yisrael ended up getting lost in the Chachmas Yevanis also, because they lost the whole Hashivas of the Torah from all the Ramazim. They said this was enough. So he says, when Klai Yisrael fell in such a darga, so they said, what was the whole tzara of Ezra Sefer being nifter? We don't need Ksav Ashuras. We have Chashivas even on the Ksav Ashuras. So he says that's why the Mechaber says there was a tzara that was loy noida. They didn't know what the tzara was. Mishadas, they forgot it or they couldn't understand it. Shadas, once they were nicht of a Torah in Yevanis, the Shadas now led to the loss of understanding what the Milo Ksav Ashur was to begin with. So Shadas, it goes all these nekudas were to bring in the chashivas and to understand the Amkas HaTorah. So he says those two nekudas of Tirgum Torah Yevanis and the nekuda of Ezra Sefer being nifter, both of these are klar nekudas of Klai Yisrael losing a merdig a level chashivas haTorah. And when it comes to the churban of Bayis Rishon, you do the Gemara in the Darim. The Gemara in the Darim says that what was the churban of Bayis was al azim terasi the Ranz Mazver Barichas that the pshat is it was loy hoysa chashuv and kol kach that Klai Yisrael didn't didn't have the chabrich, the chashivas of Torah to realize that this thing is mechayev a bracha in order to kill minana from it. And Maran's Mazra, many different places that the chashivas when the chashivas of Torah is how you get the Torah. If a person doesn't have the Torah, then it's called the Azam Tayrasi, because if a person doesn't have the Chashivas of Torah, they're going to end up losing the Torah as well. So the tikkun would be for that, and Asar B'Tavis would be like, if you look in the Levush, Levush has a Mer the Galoshin in this, in the Kudo, when he's speaking of Birchas Torah, he says that Kodim Shias Chalomai, the loss of Chashivas of Torah that Klal Yisrael had from the Churban Abayis and Ezra Sefer being Nifter and from the Tirgum of the Torah Yevanis, because all these things is an akuda of realizing the Chashivas of Torah and trying to make Torah your life and to show how much you enjoy Torah, and through that, with that be able to massacre this Gevaldik Hasaran that we had on Asar B'Tavis, and Bezer Hashem, 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 Bezer Hash